This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The Murray State University Breath of Veterinary Center earned a new designation earlier this year that places the facility on the same level as other top diagnostic labs around the country. Director Dr. Debbie Reed says the designation comes from the USDA National Animal Health Laboratory System.
Breath It joined NALM in 2005, and since that time we have been a level 2 laboratory. Well, this year when we were evaluated, we were recognized as a NALM Level 1 laboratory. We have joined the ranks of the larger laboratories like Iowa and Nebraska and Cornell.
Dr. Reed says the designation will help the Breath of Veterinary Center in two ways.
Number one, that we're recognized that we have the equipment, we have the personnel, we have that important biosafety Level 3 laboratory space to safely test for foreign animal disease. It also means more funding for more equipment, more training for our personnel, and it may also mean some extra testing.
She adds a Level 1 designation is a major accomplishment.
It's a big deal. We're pretty excited about it. You know, sometimes recognition like that means you get more work to do, and we're hoping that that's the case. We're pretty excited about this national recognition for the Breath It Center.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone is talking about.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Breath Veterinary Center's Dr. Debbie Reed says the lab could serve a vital role in detecting and fighting some significant animal diseases.
We're talking about foot and mouth disease, which doesn't affect humans, but would just shut down our livestock industry. We're talking about classic swine fever, which was eliminated from the United States in the 70s. We're talking about African swine fever, which is going on in other countries. We're talking about avian influenza. And another disease that is part of that whole bunch is chronic wasting disease that's in deer and elk.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Travel in the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at YourAgEdge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Travel in the Bluegrass.